Chapter 15. Reach. Charlie. Charlie is supposedly a fortune teller. This is what the king tells her. This is what her guardians tell her. This is what her brother tells her. She's only 3, though. She doesn't know what any of this means. All she knows is that in her pretty crystal ball, tales of horror and great weapons are predicted. Bad things, evil things, but things people thank her for telling. When Goldie Roger looks to her, in her crystal ball, she doesn't see anything. Only a smile, bright and fanged, just like the demon staring before her. Never has a man's future been so clear and clouded at the same time. In all of Charlie's years, she knows this much. She loves it and takes her hands off her crystal ball to reach up and up and up till the pirate king, skin scaled like her brother's, yet twice as soft, and a deadly heat burning beneath, sweeps her up into his arms with a laugh. She laughs too, matching that guh-ha-ha with a sha-sha-sha of her very own. Next to her head, 3 separate hearts beat out of turn, not quite right, even for a demon, but a comforting melody all the same. She reaches for his mustache next, laughing as he tears her away from it, and wonders if she could reach for the fiery crown above Roger's head, reflected in her crystal ball, or if the veil that shields it from her eyes would rip that away too. Years later, she watches 2 eras rise, both by a man in a straw hat crowned by fire, and she knows she could never have reached up to that height.